Now, coming up on the show, we're going to be chatting around birth control in relationships. So let's use marriage as an example, but it can also be your long-time partner. Are there situations where you think it is justifiable to not tell your partner that you're using birth control or spouse? And I'm using both sides, both parties, for this conversation, because we know there will come a time where the pill is available for men as a form of contraceptive. But not just that, we also know of stories where men have gotten sterilized without telling their wife. And when the wife comes and says, "We're pregnant, honey, we're gonna be parents again," and the husband is like, "Well, that's interesting." So I'd like to hear from you on your thoughts or experiences. If you have found yourself in a position where you or your husband or partner lied to you or was dishonest or did not tell you about them using birth control or getting sterilized or getting tubes tied, I would love to hear from you in that regard and share your experiences and views with us. 2702-1702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Live streaming countrywide
on the Prime Media Plus app.
DStv channel 856,
92.7
and 106 FM.
So posted on X was a question that was screen grabbed from somewhere. So I'm not able to give credit to the original poster, but I'm giving credit to the person who did share this. And the person who shared it, they called themselves at Post by Peter. And they are saying, "Women go through a lot during the childbearing process. Would you blame a woman for using contraceptive without telling her husband?" And in that block, this is what the question is that they are sharing. But I want to expand it because it is not just women. Yes, a big part of the responsibility of what will happen once a child is conceived sits with the mother. But I want to hear from you because I think it can be a very sensitive subject that if, let's say, you and your husband or wife are not in 100% agreement about what you want to do with children. Let me give a scenario. Let's say you and your wife meet after both of you have had children. You meet, let's say the children are teenagers, and in your mind, you are so open to new love, but maybe you're like, "I'm not trying to do the diaper thing again, the being underslept thing again," as the husband. Or maybe you're the wife and you're like, "Yo, I took this big chunk out of my career to start doing the kids thing. I don't want to go back there again." But because you're in love, maybe it's a little bit sensitive. You don't want to say to your husband, "I don't want to have a child at the moment," because maybe you feel like he'll think you don't want to have a child with him, or the other way around. And I've heard of many stories where we have individuals who are using contraceptives and birth control without their spouse's knowledge. Some going as far as sterilizing, right? Where you go and get your tubes tied. If a medical person is listening, maybe you can share with us. Is it often that you have people that come in as couples, or it's a man coming alone, or it's a woman who says, "Doc, I am done. I can't anymore." But you withhold that information from your partner. Let's even take it a step further by saying, what if that spouse believes you guys are actively trying to have a child, but you know deep down inside that it's not going to happen? And think about back in the days. Remember back in the days, if, let's say, your husband and you are struggling to conceive, and then you maybe go to the gynae and you find out everything is fine with you, they would bring your brother to stand in his place. Somebody would be there to help with making the children and to protect the husband's ego, manhood, all the words that you can think about, he might not know that he is the one with the problem. Now he's going around so proud of his three kids, not knowing they are his brother's kids. These are things that have happened. Imagine said man sterilizes without telling you, then you think he's got a problem. Now the brother or whoever gets involved and you are now celebrating we are pregnant and this person is like, well, that's interesting because whose child could it be? And these things, as far as I know, up to a certain age, they might opt to, doctors might advise that you do the temp one that can be undone. So it's not like a complete snip, it's a tie. We had the conversation sometime last year with the young man who said that he decided he wants to be fully sterilized. He's young, but he knows for a fact he doesn't want to be a father. So get in touch with us. Share with us your stories or stories you have heard. What has it done to your relationship? What has it done to your marriage? How do you find yourselves coming to an agreement as a couple about what you want to do when it comes to having children? Because it's a sensitive subject. There are people who leave because one person doesn't want to have children. Maybe it's easier to be on birth control and make this person think that, ooh, shame, we just are struggling. But you know that you are taking the pill. 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebo Khilema Botha.
Let's go to the lines. We've got Wendy in the East Rand. Wendy, how are you?
Hi, Relebo Khilema, I'm well, and how are you?
Good, good.
Oh, I'm one of those who secretly used the pills behind his back in my previous marriage, and I don't regret it at all.
Tell me the story.
We had marital issues. He was a husband Monday to Thursday. Friday weekend comes, he's a bachelor. And after my second child, I was alone. Like, it was just so difficult financially, emotionally. So I decided I don't need another child. After a child was 2 years or so, he was like, I need a third child. And at that time, I was scared of him. I was like, yes. But secretly, I bought my pills, left them at work. Monday to Friday, I was on a pill. And on weekend, it worked for me because we didn't had any activities as he was on the streets. I don't regret it because that marriage ended.
So did he ever find out that you were on the pill?
He never. Nope.
Wendy.
But what was I supposed to do?
No, listen, I don't blame you at all because at the end of the day, you know, I personally think even if he was a present father, you have a right to say no thanks. You know what I mean? And there is pressure that can come from a person wanting another child. Can you just check there, Wendy, if your radio's on because we're getting some feedback?
Okay, let me quickly check that.
Thank you. So, it's definitely still on. Wendy?
Hello, I'm here. Sorry, I was using different devices,
so I
think they interlink to each other.
Okay.
But it is off now.
Perfect. So, what I'm trying to say is I wouldn't blame you, even if he was a present husband and father, because it's just not easy doing this having children thing. And our capacities change as we get older. Did anybody else know, though, that you were using birth control?
My sister.
And what were her views of it?
Anyway, they knew the situation, what I was going through. I was a mother and a father to my kids while I have a man in the house. And I am still doing the same. I'm a mother and a father even now to my two daughters. So there's no reason for me to have any discussions with him. If he was a reasonable man, yes, I would have had those type of discussions. But the man he is, it's pointless to have those type of discussions because it's either his way or no other way.
Sure. So what kind of a father is he now?
Not present.
Wow. And how old are your children?
18 and 14.
Yo, they are grown.
Yep.
And how do they feel about it?
They've seen everything that happened, so they know what, they know where I come from, where my decisions are based from, so they understand.
Yeah, I'm
because we have an open relationship, so whatever move I made, they knew everything. Like I discussed things with them prior to me doing something.
Sure, Wendy, I'm sorry you found yourself in that position. I can't imagine how difficult that must have been, because you are not the weekend special, you're the weekday special, and weekend girl, you need all of the support.
I don't regret my decision at all, Rulebogile. I am taking care of two kids now, and it's expensive. Imagine if I had three kids.
Or four,
of course, technically.
Wendy in the East Rand, thank you so much for sharing your experience using birth control. And I guess in that situation, I'm with her on that one. Parenting is not easy. It is a village job. It's not just the two-man job. It's a village job. Sia from Centurion, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Good, thanks, man. Look, my take is this, is that there are certain things that we need to be fundamentally honest in a relationship. I think things about having children and also the number. So in my take that, I mean, I always knew I wanted to have one child. So whether it was a boy or girl, that was my thing. I didn't want a big family. So got married, we had a son, and think of 8 years after that, my wife was like, no, let's try for a girl. And I relented. I said, look, it's fine, I'll take one for the team. However, should we have another son? That's it. I'm taking one for the team, I'll do a vasectomy.
Wait, what is... Oh, you mean taking one for the team, as in you get a vasectomy?
Me, yes. To ensure we don't have to go back there again, you know? So we had a son, a second born, and immediately I had my doctor, I did a vasectomy, and we are happy to have married ever after.
And she knows you didn't do the vasectomy behind her back.
Like I said, the negotiation was, we'll try for another child, and if it's not a girl, we will then, that's it. So we tried. So we fell pregnant, and we're happy with the pregnancy. I love my boys. And after that, I did a vasectomy.
Sure.
She got on with a second child, and I took one for the team. So she didn't have to do any contraceptive or anything like that, and we agreed, and we went through it.
How old are the kids now?
The first born is 21 and the young one is 13.
Yo, the kids are grown. They are very, very grown. And I must say, Sia, was there no part of wifey? I mean, I'm mom to a son, and I know there's a part of me that really wants a girl. Was there no part of her that was like, just one more, let's one more?
Look, I think the honesty was, I mean, I didn't want a big family, so I was honest about that from the beginning.
Is and, it you or she, your bank account that didn't want a
no,
big family?
No. Bank account irrelevant at all.
Yes.
No, but also, I mean, I always believe that, you know, when you give a child a chance to support them financially and be there, you got to go through the way. So my take has always been that if I have a child and I want to be there, I want to give them the best possible chance of everything, you know.
Yes.
So it was always based on that. So it's never been about anything else. And I mean, we're affording, we're living well, but I think we're both honest. When she wanted a second child, and I said, okay, it's fine, I'll compromise, but if we don't have a daughter like you wished, then that's it.
Yes. Well, look,
I think everyone got what they wanted, but unfortunately she didn't get a daughter.
Yes, but look, I'm happy that the thing you emphasized is the part about the communication, because
it's important.
Yes. When you find, I think it was Oprah Winfrey who said, people say it's just a little white lie, you know, like if there's a lie in whatever relationship, but then she said,
never white.
Yeah. Outside of never white, she said that little white lies are actually hiding bigger lies. So 100%. I'm glad, the same way our first caller, Wendy, was saying, she was, not that she lied, but she was dishonest about the birth control and not frank, because there was a bigger issue that was happening in the marriage.
Yes, there was fear. Yes. No, I understood it very well.
All right.
No, but I think the bottom line is that we all have to be very honest about what fundamental we feel, because you spend the rest of the time in your marriage resenting anything that's because you're never honest. You know?
Yes. And then the poor child suffers.
And you've got a chance to pull out when someone says, listen, I don't want children, and you want children, you've got a chance to say, look, it's not for me, let's just call it quits, and that's it. You know, with no one being heartbroken and everything else.
Why did you use the term pull out, if I may ask?
No, look, I mean, you know what I mean. Pull out doesn't work. Pull out doesn't work, I can tell you that much.
Yes, but I get you completely. If you're not in agreement with a person, leave the relationship if you're not going to be aligned in the things that you want. Sian Centurion, thank you so much for your call. Some of the messages coming on the WhatsApp line, one says, afternoon, Relebogile. This topic is sensitive. I have a cousin whose husband went for a vasectomy because he was happy with the two that they have. But I think she was low-key trying to trap him with number three. He took matters into his own hands. I wish more men would take control. After all, we go through to bear kids. Besides, reversing their procedure has higher success rates than women. It sounds like this is coming from a woman, but I get what it is that you're saying, that if men are the ones who took matters into their hands and dealt with doing a procedure that is possibly reversible if minds are changed, that it would be more fair. But yes, I do agree that women already go through a lot when it comes to child bearing and child rearing. Hi, Relebogile, this is from Anonymous. In our case, my wife and I decided that I get a vasectomy after the birth of our third child. Personally, it was my contribution to our family planning. I watched my wife use birth control pills for 11 years in our marriage. Coming through from Anonymous. How is it that all the men are like, my contribution? I didn't know so many of you are out there. I want to hear from those of you that still kind of believe that the responsibility of birth control is on the woman. I would love to hear from you. And yes, we do know that there is a pill that is being developed. I'm not sure how far it is in terms of testing phase. But if there is a birth control available for you as a man, would you take it? My view is, I don't know if men have the discipline to drink a pill daily and consistently. I'm not sure that is the case for many men, that you would be able to take a pill religiously. Because now you must be like, but you know, it's not 99%. Also, how many women would trust their husbands to be in control of the family planning and the contraceptives? Obviously, this one is sensitive because we're talking about doing things without the spouse necessarily knowing. Meanwhile, in their minds, they're like, we are trying, we are trying. We continue with this after the news. Bye.
Your voice.
Your life.
Your afternoon radio.
On 702 Afternoons.
With Relebogile Mabotja.
26 minutes to 2 o'clock. We're talking about contraceptives, birth control, family planning. Have you been in a situation where you are doing it without your partner or spouse knowing? There is a tweet that was posted on X by post by Peter saying, women go through so much during the childbearing process. Would you blame a woman for using contraceptive without telling her husband? And this is the question I'm asking of you, but it goes both ways, because men can and do still go to get sterilized without telling their partners or spouses. So give us a call, 011-883-0702. SMS us 31702, tweet at Relebogile M, at Radio 702 using the hashtag 702 Afternoons, and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. We've got Sean from Primrose on the line. Sean, how are you?
Relebogile, well and you?
Good, good.
So sorry, man. I just wanted to chime in on this discussion. I wanted to ask you and the listeners a question, and maybe not so much a question, more of a statement, but what is the best form of birth control? I don't know if you mind if I can give you the answer.
I mean, it's obviously abstinence.
Yes, correct. So I don't know what the big discussion is about. So the other thing is...
Wait, Sean, wait. Before you move forward, you moved forward way too quickly. Listen, what I'm going to tell you, I'm going to teach you something about a woman's biology, ne? Sure. There's a part on our bodies that its only job is pleasure. So if we abstain, that body part, that part of our bodies, it means it has no use.
Okay.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
I do, but it's the same for a man. I mean,
no, it's not, because that body part has other uses, but this specific body part on a woman's body is only there for pleasure.
Okay, I hear your point, and I understand where you're coming from. However, if you look at the biology and the anatomy of a man and a woman, the only difference is, like, ours is, let me not get into this topic. Sorry, this is family radio. So,
yes, thank you.
I concede, okay, fine. It is there, pleasure is an aspect of the whole thing. However, if you look at human culture, whenever human culture deviates towards pleasure, selfishness, inwards and those kind of things, culture, the whole civilization suffers as a result.
Mm.
When cultures practice discipline, when cultures practice morals and ethics and doing things considering, like, the outcome. I mean, for instance, let me say this. Do you believe women control who has sex or not?
Well, with us almost being the rape capital of the world, no.
Oh, hold on, now you're deflecting. Hold on, I'm asking a question. Who controls who has sex?
What do you mean, who controls? I don't know. I don't understand your question.
You said it. No problem. You said it now. If I rape a girl, I go to jail if I'm caught, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if the girl says no and I force myself on her, I go to jail, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the answer. Women control who has sex or not. And in actual fact, there are laws in place which govern that and control that and make sure it stays in power, which I don't want to get into the whole conversation of who enforces that rule, but women fundamentally control who has sex and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Can we agree on that?
Not 100%, but I want to go with the points that you're getting to. So let's say hypothetically, I say women in heterosexual relationships are the ones that control when sex happens.
Yes, I agree. 100%, okay. We're in agreement, 100%. So in saying that, I want you to take that one step, and the listeners, take it one step further. Why are they choosing to engage with a man to have sex? So what I'm referring to is accountability.
Mm.
The accountability of, if a woman chooses a sexual partner, she has to properly vet the guy. Now, in the past, I know this is completely haram and, like, completely out of line, but the fathers used to vet the men.
Mm.
The brothers, the uncles used to vet the sexual partners that might be courting the girl. You know, you know that whole story where people used to sit on the patio and the father used to sit in with them while they were drinking a cup of tea together. That doesn't happen anymore. So all I'm promoting in society to my friends and family and stuff is women just need to, there's no blame given, but at the end of the day, there has to be some accountability for who's choosing to have sex, because the power is in their hands. Number two.
So wait. Let's pause there for a second. I'm going to let you get to number two.
Okay.
I would love to say, yes, we are fully in control, but that completely dismisses the fact that, and if you live on social media, you will know, there are massive platforms built specifically for men to trick women into getting past the vetting process for what?
Yeah,
for intercourse. So when I
lie. We know this.
Yeah. So the reason I was saying, let's say hypothetically, I do agree with you.
It's not hypothetical. I agree with you.
Yes. Yeah, so if we're just talking, let's say I'm the one choosing that I'm going to be intimate with you, Sean, but you've only presented a few parts of the information. If later I find out other things, then the consent, or rather the intimacy, might stop. So it isn't fully in our control, because the system is fully against us. And that's the point I'm trying to make, is that the way... Yes.
Well,
it is.
I can argue a few points against it, where there's currently laws in place which benefit women but don't benefit men.
Okay, so wait, let's speak about that, because we touched on non-consensual sex, right?
Yes.
When you look at the stats of the number of people who actually get convicted for rape, it is minuscule. Minuscule.
Yeah, I agree. I'm against rape, and I think men yes. who commit rape and found guilty, I think they shouldn't even... I don't want to mention what I think their sentence should be.
Yes.
I mean, I'm old school. I think they should be taken out and whipped in public, basically.
So I'm not disagreeing with you in the sense that women should be accountable in yes. terms of who we procreate with. But what I am against is the fact that it is only a woman's responsibility. Because if that mindset becomes the mindset, it allows Sean to say, well, you should have been accountable, and you can walk away when a child is born of our getting together. That's the only thing I have an issue with, because...
But that's a whole different discussion. I mean, I could sit for an hour with you and talk just about that topic of what happens if the child is born. Because remember, men don't have any say after the child is conceived.
No, you do have a say. Can I tell you when you...
I can't say I'm not paying child
support. Wait, let me tell you when you have a say. There's a thing called a condom that you can get for free. So the time you have a say, if you are very clear that you do not want me falling pregnant with your child, is when you use it. But you can't after the fact say, oh, the law is against me, I don't have a say. You had a say. You know what I mean? So if you and I are intimate and we don't take any precautions, we are both responsible.
I agree with you 100%. But like I said, that's a separate conversation that I would love to have with you. Maybe I can be invited back onto the show one day when you've got nothing else to talk about.
Well, there's a whole lot of people that are making lots of comments with you. But I think the gist of what you are trying to say is with regards to abstinence, but have you taken on the role of family planning for yourself as a man?
Unfortunately, yes. Unfortunately, I made a silly decision and went for a vasectomy, and I regret it happening ever since. Because
why?
And do you really want to know?
Yes.
Do you have time for this?
Well, I think you can give me the high-level summary.
Okay, let me give you a summary. So basically, when a man reaches climax, and I'm married, right?
Yes.
So when a man reaches climax, where does that substance go to? The doctors will tell you it gets reabsorbed into your system.
Yes.
But if you actually dig deeper into the science, it's not healthy for a guy. And that's controversial.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say the reason you regret it is because now you want children, but
that as well. But because when I decided to have it done, I didn't have options. My wife was, in a more political way. My wife could have dated other men, but I didn't have other options. Since that decision was made, I've improved myself financially, physically, all of those things. So now I can make, I have other options.
So let's do this, Sean, because I'm very curious about what you just said around the vasectomy. And I'm going to put you back to our producer so we can take your details when we do have the time to revisit that conversation. And apologies if there are children in the vehicle. We did not anticipate that the conversation would get to an X-rated type of level. But just based off of that, I think we will pick that conversation up. Some of your messages that were coming through. Rilebogile, I've decided to tie my tubes because I get pregnant out of my concern. It happened while I'm sleeping. And it happens when I'm studying so that I can be an independent wife. But pregnancy is always on my way. So, yeah, it's a decision. I'm very confused. What do you mean? You get pregnant and it happened while you were sleeping and it happened. I'm so confused. This is another person we need to talk to on another day. Hi, Rilebogile. Right now, I am on the Holy Spirit. I used contraceptives. However, ended up with a pulmonary embolism. I had to stop immediately. I'm with a selfish person who keeps saying, oh, so you don't want to be a single parent. I'm not about that life. I'm slowly planning my exit. All the best to you, Anonymous. Good afternoon, Rilebogile. I had terrible marital issues, got pregnant twice and terminated twice. I already had two kids, eventually did a tubal ligation. Husband still doesn't know. Marriage is still not great and the kids are all grown up now. Anonymous. Oh, sending my my love and light to all of you finding yourselves in these tricky situations. Lebogile, the sooner people divorce themselves from the idea that procreation is the only way to validate relationships, the sooner dating will be. I, for one, know I'm never going to have any more kids. And if a future partner will require me procreating for them, I'm taking it as a sign that they aren't my forever. The fact that I want to resort to hiding it, it speaks to the health of the relationship. And many more of the questions, similar stories that are coming through. Paula says, your call is putting all the responsibility for birth control on women. But as it turns out, as Sean said, he went and did a vasectomy himself. So I will commit to us having a conversation around sterilizations for both men and women and the implications. Here are your voice notes.
Hey, Lebogile, I know I'm very suspicious here. Script for Prime Media. Why this topic, eh? It sounds too controversial. However, I'll tell you what has happened, and it often happens. You, as a man, you sit down with your wife, you discuss this thing of vasectomy, and you both agree that you go for vasectomy. 2 years down the line, you get divorced. You're stuck with the situation.
Level. Contraceptives for men will definitely work. They must just have them at the bar, at the stadium, at the gym, at the taxi rank. Then the whole thing will work, man. Then I will to go down with a whiskey or a bottle of brandy.
Yo, all I can say is yo, we will revisit this conversation of sterilization for both men and women. But if you're in relationships where you have to hide things from the other person, you need to ask yourself why you are still there.